This podcast, thanks to the REDAC Advanced Learning Skills course, April 15 and 16, where students will discover the skills to become effective, efficient, and confident learners. Visit redak.com.au.
Well, how much longer do we have to cop this rubbish? I see Han Xiaoping, the boss of China's largest independent energy consultancy, has complained about Australia's foreign ownership regime. Mr. Han said Chinese firms wanted to invest in Australian gas projects, but were concerned about sovereign risk and were increasingly distrustful of Australia. He said many people in the industry don't believe Australia is a stable supply partner. He said it is a partner that wants to hold all the aces, and it doesn't treat China in a friendly manner. Mr. Han's comments echo earlier comments by China's richest man, Zhong Qinghu. He said the media always react to Chinese investment, but there's no reaction at all to American investment, Mr. Zhong complained last month. Now look, these blokes aren't serious. Since 2007, Chinese companies have made 350 applications to invest in Australia, none of which have been rejected. And anyway, how often does Chinese investment turn out to be ownership? China didn't invest in Cubby Station and any number of other agricultural properties. They bought them. As for Australia holding all the aces, are foreigners allowed to own agricultural land in China or to own a stake in mining, steelmaking or telecommunications in China? No. Julia Gillard is to begin a five-day visit to China tomorrow. She should be telling her hosts Australia will be strengthening its foreign ownership rules rather than being blindsided by nonsense criticism.